Hello, this is Robin Witten with another recommendation from Audiophile. Today's earphones winner. McMafia by Misha Glenny, read by John Lee. This look at the modern-day global mafia is a real stunner. John Lee's delivery is impassioned and engaging, making the already fascinating and shocking subject even more interesting.
The bells tolled uninterrupted for 15 minutes as they carried the coffin into St. Nedelia's Cathedral. At the head of the procession was Patriarch Maxim, head of the Bulgarian Orthodox Church. Behind him were several thousand mourners. It seemed as if Latou Sophia had come on that blustery cold Friday in March 2003 to pay their final respects to Ilya Pavlov, the man who had defined the 1990s for them. At the end of the service, 30 brothers from the Dear Departed's Masonic Lodge, the ancient, free and accepted Scottish custom, closed the doors of the cathedral. Dressed in jet black suits and clasping bouquets of white flowers, the men performed a secret ritual to speed Brother Pavlov to the Eternal Orient. His overall, gloves, and the lodge's crest then accompanied Brother Pavlov to the Grand Architect of the Universe. A government minister bore a message from the Prime Minister, Simeon Saksa-Koburski. Formerly the King of Bulgaria, the lean and elegant Simeon had relinquished his claim to the throne in order to lead his country and its government out of the morass of the late 1990s, after his political party had won a landslide victory in the elections of 2000. "We shall remember Ilya Pavlov," read the King's telegram of condolence, "because he created jobs for many families in a difficult period for the people. We'll remember him for his spirit as a businessman and for his extraordinary energy." MPs, artists, the bosses of the most important oil companies and banks, two former Miss Bulgarias, the entire Levski soccer team, two Bulgarians, a fusion of Manchester United and the Yankees, all joined Pavlov's grieving family. There as well was another prominent group of his acquaintances, better known to the Bulgarian public by their nicknames, the Skull, the Beak, Dimi the Russian, and the Doctor. The most conspicuous absentee was the American ambassador to Bulgaria, Jim Pardue. The embassy had made urgent inquiries 5 days earlier, on March 7th, when a single sniper bullet felled Ilya Pavlov at 7:45 in the evening as he chatted on the phone outside the headquarters of his megacorporation, Multigroup. The death of such an eminent and wealthy American citizen on foreign soil would naturally raise serious concerns for the United States and its representatives. Pavlov could never have made it to the White House, as he was not born in America, but he was still a proud foot soldier in that mighty army that had participated in the rich traditions of naturalized immigration to the United States. The only curious aspect about Pavlov's American aspirations was that two consecutive U.S. ambassadors to Sofia vigorously opposed them. Both diplomats made personal representations in Washington to try to prevent Pavlov from entering the country, let alone having U.S. citizenship bestowed upon him. But Pavlov also had his supporters in the United States. Despite an FBI investigation into his past activities, not to mention heightened security concerns after 9/11, Pavlov received his American passport.
You can find the Audiophile review as well as more audiobook information at our website, audiophilemagazine.com. Support for our podcasts comes from Harper Audio, Hachette Audio, Fullcast Audio, Scholastic Audio, and Simon & Schuster Audio.